Look at the photo on page 10 of today's New York Times. It's on the website, too. The picture shows some panelists on a talk show, but one of them consists of nothing but a pair of legs and part of one arm. You see, that panelist was criticizing Russian leader Vladimir Putin, so technicians digitally removed him. At least most of them, they missed the legs and the arm. Opponents of Putin are digitally disappearing from TV shows the way Russian politicos used to disappear from photographs. Dartmouth College professor Hani Farid has researched digitally tampered images. Now, you've seen the photos of the Russian TV program. Digitally removing someone from a photograph has become pretty easy. But how difficult is it to remove someone from actual video?
Yeah, it's fairly routine now for photographs to be manipulated. But video is a decidedly more challenging task. The first thing we have to think about is how much information are we dealing with. So typical video is something on the order of 30 frames for every second. So for every second of video, there are 30 still images that have to be manipulated. So do the math. I mean, just 10 seconds of video, you're talking about manipulating 300 individual frames. So you can see what they did on the video of the Russian television show is they sort of got rid of most of the guy, but either it was probably, my guess, by the way, is it was too hard to remove the hands and the leg, because to do that, they would have had to repaint the entire chair, whereas by removing the face, they just had to paint a little bit of the background.
Now, the New York Times photo of this talk show shows the arm and the leg of the man who had been digitally removed. But if you were watching television that day in Russia, how obvious would it have been to a viewer to know that there was anything missing? Would you have seen it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the human brain is a remarkable organ, and it's largely fairly forgiving about these things. You know, this is why magicians can do what they do. They can distract us. So most of our visual attention is probably on the person talking or on the thing moving, and the background is largely something that we ignore. We miss an awful lot of things that are directly in front of us. And I'm sure the people doctoring images and video are leveraging that.
Now, this kind of doctoring has been done to photographs since the invention of photography, pretty much. You've got some images on your website of political leaders who have changed the content of their photos, going as far back as Abraham Lincoln. This has been going on for a while.
Yeah, I mean, I think we tend to think of tampering as something that's an artifact of the digital age and a Photoshop artifact. But the reality is, dating back to the 1800s in the Civil War photographs, all of them had been manipulated and altered.
Hani Farid, tell us about that photograph of Abraham Lincoln that you have on your website. What was done to it?
It's a terrific photo. So it's really, when people go and look at it, they'll recognize it. It's the nearly iconic portrait of Abraham Lincoln. It shows him with a hand on a table, very, you know, strong pose. And in reality, it's actually just his head and the body of Senator Calhoun. And, you know, nobody really knows why this was done. So it's clearly a composite of Lincoln's head and somebody else's body. The urban legend around it is that Lincoln had very bad posture, and there was no suitably heroic style portrait of him, and so they effectively created one.
And then there are the photographs of Stalin in the 1930s, and one wonders what happened to the man that was essentially erased from that photograph.
Right, and it wasn't just Stalin, it was Mao, and it was Hitler, and it was Mussolini, and it was Castro, and all the great dictators. They all manipulated photographs in an attempt to alter history.
If we look at the Russia example today, I mean, Kremlin critics have said that what this shows is Putin's heavy reliance on the TV stations to consolidate his own power. Don't you find, though, that that's the case any time politicians manipulate images? It's about propaganda and consolidating their power.
It's all about trying to sell a story and about spin and about being selective in what you put out to the public. Eventually, people are going to just stop trusting everything that they see, and that's obviously, you know, something that what we're trying to do in my lab here at Dartmouth, they're trying to sort of get a handle on, which is to build computer and mathematical software to detect these various types of tampering. Because if you have technology that allows you to manipulate, you eventually need technology that allows you to detect. And that's sort of that game that we're in right now.
Hani Farid is a professor at Dartmouth College. He's researched digitally tampered images. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
To see images of some of those doctored photos, go to our website at theworld.org.